It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yes, yes, thank you for joining me here in another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, broadcasting throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area here on Sunday nights on the Voice of New York, 710 WOR, and throughout America on the powerful iHeartRadio Network. Thank you, New York. The Nielsen ratings have us once again in the top 10 in New York AM radio. Nielsen may have been bought out by another company, but hey, they are still the leading global measurement and data analytics company. And to be in the top 10 in New York AM radio is a testament to you. Every single listener, every single person I get great feedback from, thank you. And thank you for coming to expect that we deliver great business content week in and week out. And tonight is no different. Oh, do we have a guest in store? But it's radio. I'm sorry, suspense. Just a couple of seconds, maybe up to a minute. On our channel, on our podcast, on our platform, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That's where you could pick up all the incredible guests we've had on the show. Dick Schulz, the founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy. Jason Robinson, director of marketing at UPS. Steven Sadoff, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue. Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. John Scully, so many other incredible guests. They're all available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And when you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you're automatically notified when a video episode of the show, like tonight's show, it's going to be up on YouTube. This one also may get up to 20, 25,000 views in the first 90 days. Let's see if that happens with this guest. I just, again, it dropped more suspense. I'm sorry. It's radio. Anyway, every single week we cover, throughout the weeks, we cover such a wide range of important, critical business concepts, emerging technologies, the customer experience, strategic planning, B2C retail. Oh, my guest could talk about each one of them. Just before I go to my guest, special shout out to the great team here at BLMG, Sruli, Michal, Betzal, Brocha, Michael, Miriam. It takes a team to make it happen. Our guests get to speak about that also, how you need a team to be successful. You know what? I still have more notes, but I just got to get to my guest. None other, Dirk Beveridge, founder of Unleash WD. Unleash WD, you know what? I'm not going to take the words out of Dirk's mouth. Dirk has become a friend. We've been in the trenches together. We were on a tremendous assignment for Mark Bodner, CEO of L&R Distributors. We've been to, We've been to Reno, Nevada together. We've been to Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Some godforsaken place. No. We love you there in Pine Bluff, Monroe, New Jersey. Dirk, welcome to Mind Your Business.
Yitzhak, thank you so much for having me, man. With all that buildup of the guest, I'm sitting by. Who are you going to have tonight?
Oh, Dirk, so walk us down memory lane. When you were a kid in school and doodling in the book, did you envision running the operation that you now run to? You speak all over the world. We'll get to what you are today, but what was, when was the aha moment that kind of catapulted you to where you are today?
Yeah, well, I think I have had kind of a rocky road to where I ended up today.
And by the way, that sounds like all successful leaders.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, so I haven't told this story in a while, so thank you for asking it. I was not the best student in college. I went to a school at Western Illinois University, and one day, the dean of the business school called me up and said, Dirk, you're the end of the baby boom, a baby boomer. Our enrollment's going down. In fact, we're losing money every day we're open. He said, I don't know if we'd ever be able to survive if you decided to leave Western Illinois University. But then he looked at my grades and says, but Dirk, starting next semester, we're going to try and make it without you. So I had a little bumpy road, and my father at that time owned a owned a small industrial launderer down in Belleville, Illinois. And he packed me in a car and he sent me down to Belleville, Illinois. And I worked for a summer in a hot, grimy, greasy, dirty industrial laundry with these butcher rags. Man, you're making me sweat now just thinking about it. I haven't thought about this in years. And you know what? It was that moment that said, Dirk, you better get serious. You better get serious. You've got more than this. And the rest is history. Went back and, wow, and started,
you know,
down the path.
Great. It's great. All, I mean, I've spoken with so many great leaders over the years, and they all have such a story. I mean,
yeah.
You know, let me go through my notes here. I mean, just even to reminisce over here. You know, John Sculley. Scully, right? Pepsi, right? CEO, Pepsi CEO of Apple. On this, he talked about driving the Pepsi truck, the truck around, what he learned by driving a truck. Can you imagine? You know, so hearing, you know, and it's so important because, you know, all people right out of college, they're dreaming. By 25, I'm going to be the CEO. I'm going to run the whole thing. They don't realize it's a journey. It's a journey. Yeah.
It is a journey. And let me go to something that I'm really passionate about right now. Yitzhak, you know, when you talk about John Sculley driving a truck, could you imagine? And you know what my response to that is? I absolutely can imagine that, because driving a truck or working in a hot, dirty laundry, there's dignity in those jobs. And I have, like you, have the utmost respect for individuals doing those jobs. And as you know, I spent all last summer, we're about ready to do it again, out on the road crossing this country, 34 different businesses. And I've had a chance to meet the pickers in the warehouse, the people on the receiving dock, and everywhere. And I got to tell you something, every job, there's dignity in it and there's respect in it. And I will tip my hat to every driver. You know, that and everybody in those dirty jobs, if you will.
By the way, before I get to asking you the obvious what you do, I just have to give this shout out. Again, I've seen you in action. You just have a special magic in bringing out people's story, making them feel great. You really, it's really special, Dirk. It's really special.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, you mentioned with LNR and Mark Bodner and his team with his Ignite event, you know, you and I quite literally, we didn't know each other. Mark brought us together, right? And you talked about the importance of team. And I think what I really respect about you and your team is we all put our egos aside and said, there is one objective here, right? There's one objective, and that objective is to tell the story of the LNR way. To help every individual in that company realize, right, that they are designers, that they do play a noble role in this bigger economic picture and the like. And for you and I to cross this country, talking to the individuals of LNR, pulling out those stories, I absolutely love it. And the key is, right, the key is every individual we meet in our businesses, on the street, in our families, through this radio show, every individual has a story. Every individual has wisdom. Every individual has much to contribute to me. And that's how I look at it. And I just love hearing those stories.
So, Dirk, talk about Unleashed WD. Later on, we're going to talk about your speaking gigs. You travel around the world speaking. But what does your firm stand for? What service do you provide out in the marketplace?
Yeah, so Unleashed WD. WD stands for wholesale distribution. We're a design, innovation, and strategy firm that helps primarily independent distributors remain relevant and profitable in this age of disruption. You know, in this age of Amazon, in this age of digital transformation, how do these businesses truly compete? And that's the business that we are in. We help these organizations rethink their strategy, rethink their vision, rethink their culture, rethink their value proposition, their business model, and how they develop leaders in their organization. And we do that through our speaking. We do it through our workshops. We do it through our online courses. We have the only innovation summit for distributors in the country called Unleash Innovation Summit. And then more recently, the We Supply America Tour that we might talk about in a little bit.
Amazing. Before we go to a commercial break, how can people find out more about your amazing firm?
Super cool. You can go to unleashwd.com and you can go to wesupplyamerica.net and you can hear about the amazing stories and the documentary films we created last year and that we're about ready to go back out on the road to create another docuseries this year about the noble calling of distribution.
My guest is Dirk Beveridge, founder of Unleash WD. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Well, that's it for today. Tomorrow's guest, Eli Manning.
My schedule's been packed lately.
Eli, don't forget, business call in 20 minutes.
Just never ends.
Oh, and we've got that production meeting.
So I do my business banking on my time, online with Investors Bank.
Investors Bank makes it easy to manage your accounts anytime with the flexibility of online and mobile banking.
Finally, I'm calling a timeout. Well, maybe not.
Visit investorsbank.com or stop by a branch. Member FDIC. Investors Bank is a division of Citizens Bank N.A.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keita Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Back, mind your business here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and a special shout out to all those tuning in around the world on the powerful iHeartRadio network. And of course, yes, this will become a very popular YouTube episode. On YouTube, we're at 710 WOR, mind your business. Again, on YouTube, 710 WOR, mind your business. And when you click on that magic subscribe button, what happens is that every single time an episode goes live as a video episode, you are notified. So, yep, please subscribe and you'll be notified when tonight's guest, Dirk Beveridge, founder of Unleash WD. And we're going to jump right into a very critical subject in today's day and age. It always is a great, it always is a very important subject, and that is the role of leadership. So I turn to Dirk, and let's talk about leadership 2022 coming out of the coming out of the pandemic. Talk about especially with the challenges that the in terms of getting great talent, attracting and retaining great talent. The word leadership is a big word, and talk about the challenge.
Yeah, I will. So Yitzhak, thanks for the question. So let me set the context, if you don't mind. All right.
Sure.
And as you know, I don't think your listeners know, last summer I spent 97 days in an RV on the We Supply America tour. driving over 16,599 miles, 35 different states from sea to shining sea, visiting 34 different businesses. And as I did that, as I said, I didn't know what I was going to learn because I'd never done anything like it before. And so I really didn't know what was going to come out of it, right? But that's what innovators do.
Right.
You go and you figure it out. And so I'll tell you two fundamental, there's a lot of lessons, but two fundamental lessons that came out of that tour that I think relates to your question about leadership. Number one, the first fundamental thing that I think about is that from talking to all these businesses is that the very nature of leadership is changing more rapidly than any of us really realize. That's number one. Number two, I believe that business at its core is not just about the product and the service that we have to sell. At its core, every business is about people. It's about the human beings that we touch and that we interact with every single day. So to your question about leadership, I believe what I found is that leadership is evolving through a third stage to a fourth stage. We know that leadership in the past, right? We were taught, our fathers and mothers were taught to lead through fear and through controlling nature and legislating and all that. And there's still some businesses and managers that do that. They control, you know? So that's number one. Number two, it's evolved from controlling to managing. We have processes in place. We're getting products out the door. We're profitable. We're making money. Keep everything. Maintain the status quo. Just manage it so that the status quo is maintained. That evolved over the years to leadership, right? To where we truly lead through vision and through strategy and the like. And we still need to do all that. But what I learned is that this fourth stage, what I call the noble leadership. And this noble leadership is all about purpose and it's about impact. And it's about helping the individuals on your team not just be productive for the sake of the job and the sake of the business, but I believe going forward in this post-pandemic world, because of the forces as leaders, we have to rethink it. And it's about helping unleash the human spirit so that every individual on our team fulfills their potential.
Now, Dirk, I just want to unpack that a little because you amazing response, amazing answer. How does a leader go about communicating their vision? I mean, you're right. Everything you're saying is something that I would think that most leaders would even agree on paper. But then what's the advice on how to actually execute that?
Well, how do they actually execute it? So I think number one, it comes down to realizing how I want to lead. Right. And we truly have to think about how we want to lead. And one of the things that came out of our pandemic is we've developed what we call this noble calling of leadership assessment. And we've identified seven ethos of leadership. Right. And each of those seven ethos, purpose, people, family, ownership mindset, customer centricity, expertise and profit. And you can take each of those seven ethos and put it on the scale of controlling, managing, leading, and noble calling. So I think in order to communicate, the first thing I have to do as a leader is understand, A, how am I leading today, and what's my ambition to become a leader? So that's number one. And then number two, it comes down to vision. I think we can talk about that a little bit later, mm-hmm. but it comes down to, do you as a leader truly have a vision for your organization? Because most leaders I have a chance to interact with haven't been able to articulate where they're taking their organization.
You know, we do have it down in our notes to talk about it a little bit later, but I just can't pass the opportunity. Could we talk for a minute about executive vision?
Executive vision. Yeah. I think executive vision is absolutely critical. In fact, I believe leadership begins with vision. I'll make the statement that without vision, there is no change, there's no transformation, there is no innovation. So think about it. If we as a leader cannot articulate where we are today as an organization, what our capabilities are, what our value propositions, what our business model is today, if we can't articulate where we're at today and what we strive to become, if we cannot articulate that gap we need to close, I guarantee you we're going to be pulled back to status quo. We're going to be pulled back to comfort. We're going to be pulled back to what we know. And so it absolutely is the start. We have to be able to do that. And I think there's visioning in my mind is a four-phase process. And can I walk
yes,
you through
please.
Those four phases real quick?
Please.
Yeah. So the first phase is what I call leadership mindset. It comes back to looking in the mirror at first. And you have to ask yourself, do you truly believe in long-term thinking? Look, if you're a public company and you're driven by quarterly earnings, forget about a vision, because your decision-making is going to be driven by those quarterly results. If you're a small independent business and you're just concerned about, you know, paying the bills or getting enough profits so that you can redo your kitchen, vision is going to be lacking. So you got to start with your mindset and ask, do I believe in long-term thinking? And the second part of this mindset, I think we have to ask ourselves, do we truly believe we can impact and shape our future? Because in these disruptive times, the external forces, you talked about them, you know, the supply chain issues, the labor issues, the geopolitical issues, you know, just think about what Putin has done, right? And what it's doing to the world and our businesses. You know, some people are going to come to the conclusion that, you know, that's all out of my control. And so I can't really shape the future. Well, I'm here to say that you can shape the future. And in order to define the vision, you have to start with that mindset and check in on yourself. Does that make sense, Yitzhak?
It makes so much sense. Also, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is your passion, the way you give it over, the energy. It's great.
Well, I appreciate it. I just love it. And, you know, I have, like you, I have the opportunity to meet so many people that I get to learn this from. So can I go on?
Yes, please.
So number one, the first phase in this visioning process is let's check in with ourselves. Number two, the second phase, is we have to get our arms as a leader around the pace and the confluence of change. And as a leader, we truly have to acknowledge and feel the reality of change and its impact on how business is going to be done. The fact, I don't know if... I'd be willing to bet nobody, none of your listeners, truly believe that the future is going to be less digital tomorrow than it is today, right? I don't believe there's, you know, I believe when you look at the mega forces, you know, we got to look at social changes. So we use a model called STEEP, STEEP, mm-hmm. and it says, let's look at social, technological, economic, environmental, and political issues. Mm-hmm. Cheryl Conley, the chief futurist for Ford Motor Company, she said, we can never really know what's going to happen, but if you spend your time looking at the forces along that STEEP model, social, technological, economic, environmental, and political, then you can start to get your hands around the potential of what might happen. And I like to say, how we live, how we work, and how we change is how we live, work, and play is absolutely being disrupted. And it's a leader's responsibility to get their arms around that and then create a narrative for him or herself and their team so that there's an urgency for change and to understand what that change needs to be. It's number two.
Yes.
Number three,
sure.
Okay, number three is then we have to start looking to the future. Now what we need to do is we now to sit back, start connecting the dots. I call it peering into the future. And we got to ask ourselves, which of these forces are going to make their way into our marketplace, into our customers' business, into our suppliers' business? And how can they, how will they potentially change the rules of how work is going to be done? And I like to use the word bet. And this is a lot of thinking. It's a lot of dialogue. It's a lot of research. But in the end, a leader needs to place a bet on the future that they envision. And we need to then create scenarios around what's going to be required to seize opportunities around that envisioned future that we have. And then the fourth step is, now that we've gone through all that process, now we have to put pen to paper and we have to actually craft that vision. What is that gap we're going to close? What are we going to become tomorrow? Again, in terms of our culture, in terms of our value proposition, our business model, the market segments, the size, every vision is different based on the business. But then we need to put pen to paper and we need to be able to articulate that future reality that we really believe is possible with committed effort.
You know, it brings to mind when I interviewed Joe Hart, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. He also had that note. He said that you could have the greatest meeting and the smartest people around the table, and they're ready to change the world and this great impact. But if it's not written down, don't expect it to be implemented. It's gotta be written down, or if it's on a computer, however, but just documented. It's got to be documented.
Yeah, and it's, I agree. It's got to be documented. And, you know, the vision is so clear in our mind, right? We think it's clear in everybody else's mind. But if we cannot communicate it, articulate it, to your point, we won't be able to develop the traction to make it happen. And last thing on this, if you don't mind,
sure.
I truly believe your ability to craft this meaningful, inspiring, and a relevant vision, right? And to be able to articulate it and write it down, as you say, I think your ability to do that is the difference between stasis and change. I think your ability to do that, it's the difference between plateauing and growth. And I think it's the difference between triviality and significance. Think about that one. The difference between triviality and significance.
My guest is Dirk Beveridge, founder of Unleash WD. Before we go to a commercial break, Dirk, how could people find out more about your array of services?
Yeah, thanks so very much. You can go to dirkbeveridge.com and you can find out about how we bring these types of messages to conferences and summits around the world. And you can also learn about our We Supply America tour at wesupplyamerica.net.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGNUP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off, versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
And we're back. Mind your business with Isaac Saftless right here on 710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network. For those that are watching on video, you're wondering, who's sitting in for me? It's Elio Lehrer, but we're here with Dirk Beveridge. I'm going to hand it over. All right, Dirk, it's all yours.
I appreciate it. Eliyahu, great to see you again, my friend. It's been too long. How are you?
How are you doing? Oh, it's great. I haven't seen you in forever. It's, you know, looking back at Ignite and like, you know, I can't believe that it was so long ago because, like, you know, when you see somebody after, like, a long, you don't realize how long it's been. I felt like Ignite was yesterday. Then I see you. I'm like, wow, I haven't seen Dirk in so long.
Yeah, I do. I miss you guys. You know, Yitzhak and I were talking about how we came together. We absolutely, you know, both parties put our egos to the side and we said there's a task to get done and let's do whatever is necessary. And I just loved working with you guys to create magic. Together. And that's what you guys do at Bottom Line Marketing. You guys create magic. And it was amazing to be a part of it, man. So thanks for having me be a part of it.
Oh, yeah. It was, I mean, you know, I was amazed the whole process, you know, sitting in all those meetings and, you know, the way you drew out, that's also magic. I don't know what that is, but like the way you drew out the stories out of each and every person, you know, asking the right questions and getting them, like, It's not even like you were leading them. It's almost as if you knew. Are you a mind reader?
No, I'm not, man. I wish I was. So let me ask you something. You know, how long have you been at Bottom Line? And let's start there. How long have you been at Bottom Line?
Okay. This June will actually be my 2-year anniversary. So okay. About a month.
Fantastic. And what is it that you come into work every day passionate about to do, you know, that makes you a part of such a great team and to do great work. What do you come in every day so passionate about?
Okay. So I like to just walk in because, you know, I look at myself almost like an architect. You know, an architect looks at this New York City skyline and they can say, hey, look, that building, I had my part in that building. And it's like a piece of the New York City skyline. Like, what greater honor? And, you know, I look at the clients that we have here. And, you know, how they make their mark and how they've grown. Like, look at L&R, 1,100 employees, you know.
Amazing, right?
And the
Amazing.
Fact that we put together this incredible event, bringing everybody together, aligning messaging, you know, a huge event that spanned across the whole country.
Yeah.
Was like amazing, you know. And I walk in and I'm like, I love being a part of this. This is awesome. I made my mark.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, you, sir, are making a difference, and I saw it firsthand, and I absolutely loved working with you, and can't wait to do it again.
Same, same. All right, Dirk, great to see you again. I'm going to pass it off to Tzvi here, and really exciting.
Be well, my friend, okay?
You too.
Thanks. Tzvi, my friend, how are you?
Hey, Dirk, buddy, how's it going?
You know, I'm blessed, buddy. I'm blessed. Yeah, yeah. You doing well?
Thank God. Yeah. It's great to see you.
Cool. You too. What's making you well? How's that family of yours, bud?
Thank God. Everything's great. Got my two sons doing well. My wife couldn't be happier.
Yeah. Love it, man. What's exciting you today? You know, big picture, what's exciting you today about the work that you're doing at BLMG?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I had the realization recently that what drives us at BLMG. What I realized is that the work that we're doing is really changing the world. You know, we work with incredible organizations. I heard Elio talking before about working with L&R. It's a big company. We made a big difference in 1,100 employees' lives. And, you know, we do that for charity organizations. We do that for corporations also. You know, It's a huge honor.
See, let's go there if you don't mind, because I think coming off the work that we did for LNR with this Ignite event, right, which our organizations came together with Mark and his team to relaunch, if you will, the LNR way, the culture of that organization. Mark has such a strong vision, right, in terms of the culture of that organization. And he wanted to ensure that it continues to be solidified and every individual feels that every day, not only inside the four walls, but outside of business as well. And I truly find that to be noble, what Mark does. But have this right that the work that we did together to help Mark do that was part of that epiphany that you had that we're changing the world at BLMG? And if
absolutely.
So, walk me through that. Walk me through that epiphany.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's like Mark likes to say, you know, you drop a stone in a pond, you don't know where the ripples are going to end. We were, you know, he's a client of ours. We were doing work with him. We were creating this event on his behalf, but it was affecting all of us. I mean, we're still working, you know, editing the videos, and I watch these messages about being proactive, being in gratitude. And, you know, the one line that sticks with me, and I've told you things like this before, is how Mark says you can be grateful in a situation even if you're not grateful for a situation. And I've spoken about that, how you know, sometimes things come up in life, and, you know, and I think of it as like a reminder from God that, like, you know, somebody gets sick, right? But, like, thank God, you know, overall everyone's healthy and you have your family, so you have strep today. But thank God for everything that you do have, and it's a reminder. And that's what I think Mark kind of means by being grateful in the situation, even if you're not grateful for what's happening in that moment. And I do believe, you know, I think it had a big impact on me.
Yeah, I love it. It's really beautiful. And, you know, as I'm listening to you, the thought going through my mind, Svi, is the learner needs to be in a mindset to learn, right? And for you to have gone through that experience with an open mind that say that we're not just getting this job done, but there are lessons to be taken from this that I can process. Man, kudos to you, buddy.
Thank you. Kudos to you. And thank you for teaching me those lessons. You know, you too, Derek.
Sweet, great seeing you, my friend. Be well.
Yeah.
And hug that family as I know you will tonight, all right, buddy?
Will do. It's great to see you, Derek.
You, buddy. Be well.
See ya.
So, Dirk, what do you say? Am I blessed with a good team or what?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely, buddy. And the team you have built is amazing.
Thank you. Oh, man. We're speaking with Dirk Beveridge, founder of Unleash WD. Let's stay on message here and talk about corporate culture. I've seen you in action. I saw what you did for the 1,100 employees at what you did and continue to do, because the message lives on. You built out a great story, a great communications initiative. I guess that's really the broadest word that it could use, because it wasn't just that day in January where we all came together in Monroe, New Jersey, but it's living on beyond that day, reminding everyone that they're part of something so much larger. Let's talk about corporate culture. How critical is it in today's day and age, especially, to remind a team of the mission, vision, and purpose?
Yeah. Would it be wrong to say that it's everything, right? I did a presentation a couple of weeks ago, and the presenter before me was a demographer, and he made the statement, and he pulled me in, and his statement was, human resources is going to be bigger than finance going forward.
Wow. What a statement.
Yeah, right? So just think about it. And you can argue it, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yep.
You can argue it, but just think about it, right? And so, you know, you and I, before the break, we talked about this disruptive and the forces and the like. But so I like to look at these disruptive forces from an external, things we talked about, internal things going on inside the business disruptive. But I think there's a new pillar that we need to be thinking about, Yitzhak, and that's what I call the people forces. And coming out of this pandemic, people, individuals, our employees have been impacted in a way that, you know, it's been generations since people have been impacted in this way. And you think about everything from the hybrid work environment to growing diversity to polarizing social and political views to the human toll of COVID to the shifting definition of work to the shifting meaning of work to this work-life balance. And we can go on. But the fact is individuals are coming out of this. And I think that out of the pandemic different. And I think that is going to impact our culture in a huge, huge way going forward. And we need, as individual leaders, to think about our culture deeper than we ever have. You know, every business has a culture. The question is, has it been intentional or not? And many businesses, the culture hasn't been intentional. It's just evolved. And I think if we continue to just allow it to evolve because of this swirl that's around us in society, thus our markets, thus our business, we're going to have a hard time attracting and retaining the talent and the people that we need to sustain and grow our businesses profitably going forward.
Dirk, in your presentations, you have a great spiel, a great presentation about community, the Adam Grant approach versus family. Could you please share that with the listeners?
Yeah, I would love that. Thanks so much for asking. I didn't know that you were aware of it. So I really appreciate you asking about it. So, you know, Adam Grant, the author, the thought leader, he sits on the stage of the World Economic Forum and the like. And I mean, truly brilliant. And I've had the chance to work with Adam, you know, 10 years ago or 15 years ago when he was down at UNC. And from that day on, even before Adam Grant was Adam Grant, his brilliance was there. And so I just love what he does and what he speaks about. But there's one thing that he's recently came out on social saying, and I want to talk about it. I want to explore it. And what he said in a nutshell was something like defining your culture as a family is wrong. And what he said was something like, because families don't lay people off in tough times or something like that, right? He says it's better to use the word community, to come together and raise a community. Well, I wholeheartedly disagree with that. And here's why. It's because of that We Supply America tour from last summer. It's because of those 97 days on the road. It's because of those 34 businesses, the hundreds and hundreds of individuals in businesses that I talked to last summer, face to face, when everybody's locked down, we're on the warehouse floor talking.
Right.
And I would meet Yitzhak people with 20 years experience, 30 years experience in that company. And I'd ask them, I'd say, my goodness, what has kept you here for 20 years?
Right.
What I invariably heard was, we're not just a number here. And they followed it up with, we're family.
Yeah.
You know, out of those 34 different visits, hundreds of people, not one time, not one, not once when I asked the question, what's kept you here? Not once did they say, we're a community. Not once. They said, we're a family here. We treat each other as family. And if you don't mind, so I drilled into that. I a lot of companies talk about being a family, but it's hard to articulate what they really mean by that, right? And so, again, nobody outlined this to me, but from looking at these, from having these interactions and connecting and hugging the people I met, there's seven criteria that I see in this culture of family that separates those businesses who talk about having a family culture, who talk about wanting to develop a community rather than family, seven criteria that really creates a sense of family. Number one, there's a deep, deep and a strong bond between the employees and leadership and each other. Mm-hmm. There's a deep connection amongst them. There's a commitment to each other. Adam Grant, you know, talked about, well, you're not a family, you're a community because you don't lay people off. Well, I got to tell you something. I went in the height of the pandemic and heard stories, and so many of these independent family-owned businesses, that moment when they knew the world was going to change, the first thing they did is they said, we're going to lay nobody off. We're going to figure this out. There's a commitment. Not everybody. Don't get me wrong, right? You have to do what you have to do. But there's that deep, deep commitment. Next, number four, dignity. Think about in family. There's dignity in every individual in that family. I got to tell you something. We talked about this early on. You know, that driver, John Scully, right? In these businesses where there's a family culture, there is dignity and respect for every single job. Every individual understands the value they bring, and the company understands the value they bring. They belong to something bigger. They understand the value that they actually create, no matter what role you're in, that I add value to everybody around me. And dare I say, the seventh one, Yitzhak, is there is truly love in these organizations with family. And there truly is a love in these organizations. And real quick, I don't know if I'm right or not, but as I think this through, I ask the question, how do you define love? I'd like to ask you that, but I'll give you my definition first. My definition of love is growth. When you're committed to something, when you love something, if you love a plant, you're going to help it grow. If you love your business, you're going to help it grow. If you love your pet, you're going to help it grow. If you love individuals, people, human beings, you help them grow. And that's what I see these businesses that I visited on the We Supply America tour do. They are platforms to help individuals grow and develop and fulfill their potential. And if that's not family, if that's not love, I don't know what is.
Well, Dirk, see, I'm blessed because we have to go to commercial break. No, but just kidding. By the way, in Hebrew, the word love is ahava. Ahava. And, yeah, and the root of that word is have, to give. When someone loves someone, really similar to what you yep. brought up, it's that they just want to give. They want to give. Love is not lust. Lust is to get. Love is to give. And that's why in Hebrew, the root of that word is have, to give. You love someone, you just want. A parent loves a child, they're always giving to the child. It's have, ahava, yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, man. Yeah. Thank you.
We're going to go to a short commercial break. Before we do, Dirk, you've helped many companies build their corporate culture program. You also speak. In the last segment, I want to get to your public speaking gigs. How could people find out more information about your work?
Yeah, I'll give you two websites, if you don't mind. Sure. Number one, you can go to WeSupplyAmerica.net. Take a look at the storytelling that's going on and how we are helping champion the noble calling of distribution and this noble generation that's going to lead us into the future. And then you can go to DirkBeverage.com as well.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Well, that's it for today. Tomorrow's guest, Eli Manning.
My schedule's been packed lately.
Eli, don't forget, business call in 20 minutes.
Just never ends.
Oh, and we've got that production meeting.
So I do my business banking on my time, online with Investors Bank.
Investors Bank makes it easy to manage your accounts anytime with the flexibility of online and mobile banking.
Finally, I'm calling a timeout. Well, maybe not.
Visit investorsbank.com or stop by branch. Member FDIC. Investors Bank is a division of Citizens Bank N.A.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind your business with your successes right here on 710 WR. A special thank you to the people who co-hosted tonight's show with me. Elio Lehrer, the VP of Operations at Bottom Line Marketing Group, and Svi Kogel, the Creative Director here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. And we were on the team all together, along with Dirk Beveridge, who's my guest this evening, when we built out a corporate culture vision, direction, initiative, program, whatever title you give it, for Mark Bodner out at L&R Distributors and the companies that exist throughout the throughout America, coast to coast. Dirk, in the few minutes that we have remaining, I would love to cover two topics. First of all, to talk about public speaking, and then to get to the We Supply America tour. I want to hear what's going on. I mean, are you going to try to outdo last year? But first, let's go to public speaking. What's like the biggest crowd you've ever spoken at, and kind of what is a good tip that you could share with everyone that when you jump up on stage, that everyone should be thinking when they speak in a public setting? Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. So I think probably the largest that I've spoke to in the room is around 2,500 people.
Nice.
And more, you know, virtually and all that. But so my philosophy of public speaking, right, is this. My philosophy is it's my job, it's my responsibility. And this is what I would coach anybody, Yitzhak. It's my job and my responsibility to craft the perfect presentation. It's my job to understand up front, right, the objectives of that meeting, the audience, their mindsets, their challenges, their obstacles, what they're thinking about, their business. And I need to understand my specific role, my specific assignment that I'm being hired for, if you will. And then it's my job to go into all the research that we have, right? To go into the critical thinking tools that we have, the stories that we have, because people learn from stories, right?
Yep.
And then it's my job to craft that perfect presentation that drives inspiration, that drives a new way of thinking, and that gives individuals that spark, if you will, to say, you know what? I can be better tomorrow than I was today. And my goal is at the end, this perfect presentation is that if two executives are on the other side of the room, as I'm done, as I walk off stage, what I strive for is that one executive looks across the room to the other and mouths, "That was perfect." That's what we strive for every time. And that's what I think every speaker should strive for. And by the way, that's if you're speaking to 2,500 people, if you're speaking on a podcast, if you're speaking on a radio show, if you're speaking in a sales call, right? Do the work. Be prepared. Understand your assignment and go knock it out of the park.
Such great advice. Dirk, in the 2 minutes we have remaining, are you going to outdo last year? You climbed into that RV and you drove coast to coast. What's your plans for 2022? Or am I putting you on the spot? Are you allowed to share it?
No.
Okay,
no.
Great.
In fact, we just launched it, and I'd love everybody to go to WeSupplyAmerica.net. And, you know, I left, when COVID hit, right? And then 2 weeks to flatten the curve became we're entering our second year.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody's locked down, the human toll, the business toll, and everything. When COVID hit, Yitzhak, I pivoted to say I needed to do four things. I needed to find ways to provide insight, inspiration, connectedness, and a hug. And we did that a lot of different ways. But in year two, man, you know what? We had to think differently. And so, yeah, I bought an RV. I wrapped it with We Supply America Tour. And we went across this country with a video crew. And we created, number one, a docuseries of 8 films of these businesses that are truly noble businesses, the backbone of this country. Go and watch those films and you will cry, you will laugh, and you will take business lessons from it. That's number one. Number two, then the second part of that tour, what we're going to do again this year,
yep,
is we stopped at those 34 different businesses and we created an employee experience like none other, where we create an experience for the employees to truly stop and pause and really understand the dignity and the respect of the work they do and the noble calling of distribution. You know, distribution is a $7 trillion industry, the third largest industry economic engine on this planet, behind the GDP of the US and China. Creates over 6 million jobs. We don't have the plumbing. We don't have the healthcare. We don't have our food system. We don't have what we have without distribution. And to help individuals understand that in this time after the pandemic, to understand the impact they have and the dignity in what they do every day, I found it's very, very important. And I am excited to get back on the road to do it. And I'd love to stop at your business, anybody. And you can go and make it happen at WeSupplyAmerica.net.
Dirk, before I let you go, how can people find out more about Unleash WD and about even your speaking gigs?
Yeah. It's actually, hey, number one, thank you for having me. I love the work. Amazing. I love the work that you do here on Mind Your Business. I mean, you help everybody grow and get better. And so thank you for that. I'd love to talk to anybody. You can go to DirkBeverage.com or UnleashWD.com. And then We Supply America. Sorry, 3, WeSupplyAmerica.net. I'd love to chat with you about any of those.
What a great show. We are out of time, but we'll be back again next week here on 710 WOR. What an amazing show. Dirk Beverage, founder of Unleashed WD. And of course, this will become a very popular YouTube episode on 710 WOR, Mind Your Business. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful. Every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.